Oh, I see. Which one is that?
That's Rolling Hills, Pittman.
I see.
Works for Mr. Estes, you know.
Oh, yes, that's the one he talked to.
Uh-huh.
I see. All right. Yesterday I had just asked you about food that you would eat between your regular meals. You said you thought you might call that a snack, but you'd have to sneak it.
Yeah.
Someone might ask you, talking about your eating habits and so forth, they might say, how often have you today? Have you eaten?
How often have you eaten today?
Uh-huh. And you say, oh, I have three meals. I
try to hold it to three meals.
But saying something about eat, well, today I have three meals.
Three meals a day.
It's
all I've had.
All right. This black liquid that we drink sometime during the day, and particularly at breakfast, is?
Coffee.
All right. When you say you think you might like to have a cup, you might say to Mrs. Williams, say, how about going in the kitchen and?
No, I don't do that. We don't brew with coffee, only for breakfast.
Oh, you don't?
No, we never have coffee too. A lot of folks do drink coffee, but we don't. I never have.
Well, when she gets up in the morning, she goes in the kitchen to do something to the coffee. She goes
I go in the kitchen and fix the coffee.
Oh, you do? I'm beginning to think you're the dishwasher and the coffee maker.
I fix breakfast every morning, whatever we have, toast and a little bacon and egg. That's what we have for breakfast.
What do you like to eat on your toast?
I usually have a little cornflakes and a banana and a little milk on them and eat the toast along with it.
Oh, do you put anything sweet on your toast?
No, I don't put nothing at all on there. I got to where I put a little sugar in my coffee. I got to where I lost my appetite. I couldn't eat much. Put a little sugar in it so I could drink a little coffee.
I see. I did the right thing when I came in. When I first came in, I went to the kitchen and got myself a
drink of water.
Mm-hmm, and I got it in a
glass.
Okay, so
from the refrigerator.
Right.
In a bottle.
If I had dropped your glass and it smashed, I might come out and say, well, the glass is
broken.
If you have friends or relative or close relatives to come to your house to have dinner and you want them to come to the table, how would you invite them to do that?
Come on, it's ready.
All right. And after they got to the table, if there, say, were potatoes on the table and you wanted to tell them to get some, you might say, here, the potatoes.
Y'all help yourself now, because it's right here before you.
All right. And so if you invited them, then if you asked me to help myself to potatoes, I would, so I?
You have potatoes and pass it on to the next one.
Okay, so I help.
You'd help yourself.
Right. If you were offered some food and you didn't want any, how would you say you didn't?
Well, I said I don't believe I'll have any of that today.
All right. Would you say something different if it were to close friends or?
I don't know.
Okay.
We don't have nothing but close friends, children that they ever eat with or not ever.
Oh, I see. All right. Someone might ask you, how much water have you drunk?
How much water have I drunk today?
Uh-huh. You might say, oh, three glasses.
Yeah, about three glasses, I imagine.
Okay, you might say, I've drunk three glasses.
I've drunk three glasses.
Okay, yesterday I drank three glasses.
Well, yesterday I like to forgot to drink any.
Now you're fighting me. Yesterday I did what? I drank three glasses.
Yesterday I drank three glasses.
Oh, you're with me. Food that's been cooked and you want to serve a second time, you call what kind of food?